Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We talk about hanging in with us. Our good buddy Kevin Holden, sports director for CBS 58 in Milwaukee, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Kevin, how you doing, bud?
It's all good, Bill. I have a confession right off the top. I am joining you from Interstate 40 in Nashville, Tennessee. I got tired of looking at my living room, and my wife and I are basically doing the most social distance vacation we can. We went to the Smokies to a cabin, and now we're going to go say hey to her family on our way back.
Well, there you go. I saw a few of the pictures. I wasn't quite sure where you were at, but I saw some of the pictures on Facebook. So good for you, man. Smokies are great. They're just beautiful down there in that area.
Yeah, just incredible. Great nature. And it's been cooler there than it's been in Wisconsin. That's the amazing thing is I had to take a small hoodie because I figured we're in the South, we'll be fine. And I've had to wear that hoodie every night. This thing needs a wash.
Well, that's good to know, and I'm glad you're socially distancing yourself from everybody else that would maybe be in smelling distance of you. So, okay, great. Hey, Kevin, the back and forth between baseball ownership and Players Association, you are a hardcore baseball fan. Are you becoming disenchanted, or are you sick of it, or what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sick of it. I will say that I've seen a couple of reasons for optimism in the last week, because I think where they're apart is not that far, really. I mean, when we're talking about 60 games versus 70 games, and I know that's still a lot of money, the 10 games, but that seems like that's a bridge that can be crossed. The thing that worries me about this whole thing is during the pandemic time, we've kind of learned what's important and what's not important. And I think anything that wants to care about me, and I'm talking about as a fan, has to care about me. I think at this moment, baseball isn't, they want to say that they're concerned with the fans, but what baseball's really concerned with right now is how they are perceived by the fans. And that's two totally different things. To care about the fans versus to care about how you look in front of the fans is two completely different things. And it's, you know, we've talked every week about how bad the optics are, but the fact that they're this close to a deal, but what keeps happening in the public eye is this difference where one side thinks there's a deal and another side doesn't, and there's this language between the sides that's playing out in the court of public opinion. That, to me, as someone who is sports-starved, has to stop. If they have to get in a room and get this together, they got to do it now. That's the part that makes me upset, that I have to watch this battle play out in the court of public opinion.
I think for a long time, people began to sway to the player's side and say, well, the owners had made a deal. The owners are going back on it. The commissioner has just looked bad after saying there will be a season, then not sure if there was going to be a season. But in this latest discussion, when Rob Manfred jumped on a plane, flew to Phoenix, met with Tony Clark, and felt that they had an agreement in place, only to have the players, who are also, some of them, listening to Scott Boras, saying, no, that's a proposal, and we really don't want that. Do you look at the players now and go, come on, guys, what the hell are you doing?
It's weird. I think if I'm trying to play a favorite in these sides, I think it's gone back and forth a couple of times. I thought the players did, if we're talking about this jockeying of position in the public opinion, I thought the players did the most masterful thing yet by saying pretty much collectively on Twitter, tell us where and when. That when they did that as a group, it forced Major League Baseball to get back to the table. The tell us where and when, to me, was the thing that resonated best with me, because that is how I feel. Tell me a where and when, and I'll go watch a season. I don't know. I've got some bad feelings on both sides, but so whatever has happened between that meeting and the actual agreement or the proposal that came out, whatever that is clearly there's a disconnect there. I think maybe both sides still have a little bit of blame there. I still think there's a lot of just positioning and just things that don't have anything to do with an agreement right now. So maybe the players bear a little bit of brunt for that, just because it sounded like something was good, and then they say it's not. But at this point, I don't know who to believe.
Right. No, I completely agree. And I think there's a little bit of leaking going on both sides. And I'm sure, look, the owners, what is Scott Boras doing when he's going to eventually have to deal with owners, with some of these top athletes, in basically sabotaging the owner's deal, saying we're not conceding, we're not giving in, we're not giving them any money, don't even agree to the current deal, don't agree to what they just shook hands on. You know, he's not cutting his own throat. He's still going to make millions, but I don't think he's going to make anywhere near what he thought he was going to make later on down the road, because I think there's going to be a lot of owners that say, you know what, the heck with you.
Yeah, you're right about it. And I think the thing that we've learned about this is the economics of the game as it was is probably going to have to change in some form. And it's, you know, there are a few different parts involved in that. Everybody will take a little bit of a hit, I imagine, owners and players, but we're going to live in a new world on the other side of this pandemic. And I'm talking about an economic world, maybe a world where TBS can't put $1 billion with a B in a contract for a postseason, for postseason games. So with that in mind, everything is going to be tightened, I imagine, in Major League Baseball. I mean, I don't know if it'll be severe, but it will change. And the Scott Boras clients, the ones that have always demanded these super, super high salaries, are probably going to be the ones taking the hits here. I mean, really, in the last couple of years in Major League Baseball, if you're Mike Trout, if you're Bryce Harper, if you're Manny Machado, you're going to get $300 million, $400 million, numbers that we can't fathom. But there's basically under that elite level, a lot of those guys aren't getting deals anymore. I mean, Mike Moustakas got cycled through free agency year after year and could not get a deal until this past off season. So that's who's going to get hurt. It's not Boras's top-end clients. That's where his millions have come from. But any of these second-tier guys and young guys that he represents, I agree with you. I think they'll get hurt eventually, because I think he's making himself known in these negotiations, and it's not a good thing.
Talking with Kevin Holden, the CBS 58, the sports director over there. So we were saying earlier today, we asked the question, if there is baseball, and we assume there will be at some point, what do you think the Brewers' chances are in this sprint rather than a marathon?
It's interesting, because I think the Brewers, and I imagine it's a complete accident. Who knows if David Stearns has some great crystal ball, but the team that he assembled for 2020 – plays really, really well in a situation like this. The biggest thing is depth of roster. During spring training, if you ask me who's going to be the starting third baseman, I don't know. There are five options over there at third base. They have a lot of guys who play multiple positions. They dealt a lot with flexibility. They dealt a lot with guys who do a lot of different things well. No superstars, but the Eric Sogards of the world were the ones that got added to the team. So now you're talking about, instead of a 25-man roster, it'll be expanded in some form, whether it's 30, whether it's 40, or whatever they'll carry as far as like a practice squad or taxi squad with Bill Minor League Baseball. I think it plays extremely well into the Brewers' hands. Pitching is still the main concern, like it is every year in every situation for this team. But I think their depth makes them even better than they would be in a 162-game season. I think their playoff chances go up as the number of games goes down.
I know you're a big baseball fan. How many games are you getting out to this season once they kick off with the Northwoods League?
Yeah, man, that's going to happen. Actually, here's the thing that interests me. And think about the climate of the game right now. Minor league players have been released. There won't be a minor league season. There's a lot of young, talented baseball players out of a job. I think these leagues like the Milwaukee Milkmen and the American Association are going to be in a great situation. I think their talent roster, their talent level is going to be higher on that roster. They're going to play at home 6 days a week because they have them and the Chicago Dubs both playing in that place. So I think the Milkmen stand to be, if you could call anyone a winner, they might be the big winner. Northwoods League's a big winner too, just because Fond du Lac is close enough to my home base that I can get to them a fair amount. But, yeah, so we would normally do our road trips to Chicago and, you know, Cleveland and Detroit or whatever. Now we'll just do, you know, Wausau and La Crosse and Green Bay. We'll go watch some Northwoods League baseball. My wife's nodding at me, so I think I did that right.
Yeah, no, those are great places, good venues. Plus the ballparks, You've got some that have been renovated. You've got others that are older, and they bring you that old nostalgic feel. And I love going through the Northwoods League and going to all the different ballparks in the state of Wisconsin. We got a lot of good baseball here in our own backyard. Hey, real quick before I let you go. So this weekend, Father's Day weekend, obviously you said you're going down to see the families. And it's going to be weird without baseball, because I know that was always a big thing to do on Father's Day weekend, was to take the dads out. But anything special coming up this weekend you got going on, Kevin?
For us, well, we're going to get a chance to spend time with my wife's dad in Arkansas. And I can tell you, if there was any sort of baseball at all, we would make that plan. We would go to see a game. So maybe we'll just put on some old games. For me, it'll be just memories. My dad passed away 8 years ago, but he instilled in me a whole lot of baseball knowledge from – he was an Indians fan growing up, that poor, long-suffering Indians fan. But we'll probably recall some of those great stories and watch some old games. And it's the South, so we will be eating a lot. So I will gain about 10 or 12 pounds this weekend.
Excellent stuff. Good stuff, and we'll talk to you soon. Stay safe, and we'll see you when you get back, okay?
We'll do it. Thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Kevin Holden, sports director for CBS 58 in Milwaukee. You can find him at 321-Q-Kevin. That's 321-Q-Kevin. And he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it a long, long time. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.